With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. New House Speaker Mike Johnson vows to bring a standalone Israel aid bill to the floor this week.
Speaker Johnson said on Sunday that the House will consider aid to Israel and a standalone measure this week and expressed confidence that it would pass with bipartisan support. Such a move would resist President Biden's call for Congress to approve a broader package that also includes aid to Ukraine as well as other national security needs. Acknowledging that Senate Republicans have a similar measure, Speaker Johnson told Fox News on Sunday that the House was planning to move the standalone Israel funding bill this week. The White House this month requested more than $105 billion in national security aid, including over $61 billion to Ukraine, over $14 billion to Israel, and more than $9 billion for humanitarian assistance. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Israeli ground forces pushed deeper into Gaza, advancing with tanks and other armored vehicles while freeing a soldier that was held captive by the Hamas terrorist. The Israeli Prime Minister rejected calls for a ceasefire on Monday. Also at SRNnews.com, the president has a new challenger in the race for the White House.
Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips of Minnesota is running for president in 2024.
We've got some challenges, that's for sure. We're going to repair this economy, and we are going to repair America as long as we do it together.
Phillips has expressed concerns that Joe Biden might not get reelected, and he believes a competitive primary will strengthen the party and fend off a possible victory by Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge orders Border Patrol to stop cutting razor wire on the southern border of Texas. Federal agents have been cutting the wire and moving it to allow illegal immigrants into the U.S. In a ruling, the judge wrote the barrier can only be dismantled to provide aid during medical emergencies. There's a pending lawsuit over the razor wire. This is SRN News. Americans sound off on the direction of the country.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds 77% of the general population believes the U.S. is going wrong. That includes 90% of Republicans, 81% of Independents, and 59% of Democrats. Most religious Americans also believe the country is going in the wrong direction now, including 92% of white evangelicals, 82% of mainline Protestants, and 79% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supporters of a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Ohio state constitution are raising a lot more money than their pro-life opponents in the run-up to the vote in November. Official filings show the pro-abortion campaign has brought in nearly $29 million from donors since September 8th. The campaign against the amendment raised less than $10 million. Much of the money in support of abortion is coming from out-of-state donors. This is SRN News. The Hurricane Otis death toll increases.
The governor of Mexico's hard-hit Guerrero state is raising the death toll from the Category 5 Hurricane Otis that recently struck the country's southern Pacific coast, devastating the city of Acapulco to more than 40 people. Governor Evelyn Salgado also says the number of missing is now at more than three dozen. Mexico's president Andrés Manuel López Obrador is saying opponents are trying to inflate the death toll to damage him politically, but few expect the latest mark to be where the number of death stop. Hundreds of families are still searching for loved ones after Hurricane Otis, which roared ashore with 165 miles per hour winds, strengthening so fast people had little time to prepare. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The FDA is warning consumers to not use over-the-counter eye drop products from several major brands. There could be a risk of eye infections leading to vision loss. They include CVS Health and Rite Aid. More details at SRNnews.com.